Thursday night, Shir and Maseches Nedarim. We're going to start. I want something in the Mishnah Brura and the Bir Halacha that we've been talking about bothers me, so I want to speak it out based on what we're learning. Rabbi Greenspan, every time you send out an email, we lose another person. I said every time you send an email, we lose another person.
Well, I'll stop sending out.
No, stop it. Heard. So the Mechaber says, you say Kriya Shema in any language. And the Mishnah Brura here is one of the primary places where he says that if it's a Lashon Kodesh, you don't have to understand it. And this goes for benching and kiddush and all brachas and halal. But if it's other languages, then you have to understand it. Then the Mishnah Brura says, "Is your yotze even if you don't understand Lashon Kodesh?" And he says, he throws in a sentence. Because it's not at all common, does that in Umotzui, that a Jew wouldn't know what the first pasuk means? Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Because there, you need kavana, and the kavana is essential, and it's ma'akev. Now, he's in the Bir Halacha here, again, he says, Hebrew, you don't have to know what it means. Other languages you do. We compared it to the Ritva. We compared it, we even explained the difficult toisvus based on that. Subjective languages, objective languages. You have to understand it in order that it should be a language. But then he throws in that sentence. So he says in the Bir Halacha, why do I throw in that sentence? I'm saying if you know in Hebrew, you don't have to understand it. It says, Mishum Dlaniyus Daiti, it seems to me, if you don't know what the first pasuk means, you're not Yotze Kriya Shema. If you don't even know what the first pasuk means. Even if you say that you learn out Mechaloshon Shato Shomeya, and you have to understand other languages, it doesn't go on Hebrew. Hebrew you don't have to understand. The bow, even if you don't understand it, Lonis Bate, I like his Lashon. We like this Lashon. Even if you don't understand it, Lonis Bate Mimenu Shame Lashon. The Shame Lashon is not the nullified. Right? It's a fine Lashon. Al Koponim, but how could it be better than if you read it and you weren't Mechavan? And if you weren't Mechavan in the first Pasuk, you're not Yotze. Mamish, I don't know what he's talking about. You could know that the first pasuk is Kabbalos O Malchus Shemayim, and you mechaven Kabbalos O Malchus Shemayim. That's the kavana of which he speaks. That in the first pasuk, even if mitzvahs ain't tzrichas kavana, but you have to know the first pasuk. That's in Siman Samach Gimel Sif Dalet. It says Ikar Hakavana Uvapasuk Rishon, and if you weren't mechaven in the first pasuk, you're not yotze. Even if you had kavana like to be yotze the mitzvah, before he started reading Kriya Shema, he had kavana, I'm going to be yotze the mitzvah. But if you weren't mechaven during the first pasuk, so you weren't mechaven o malchus shemayim, not yotze. Because of the kore, you have to read again. Maybe that's a chiddush, maybe it's not a chiddush. You have to learn through the sugyas and brachas to appreciate this. Then the first pasuk, you certainly need kavana. No, but why do you have to understand what the words mean? We already saw in Tosfos the phenomena. Tosfos, that was the Rashba's kasha on Tosfos. Tosfos says you don't have to know what the words mean by the kinuyim, but you have to know what the words mean by other languages. And that's why the Mishnah picks the kinuyim, because it wants to say even if you don't understand what they mean. So the Rashba we saw asks, if you know you're making an eder and you're answering it, so then you shouldn't have to understand any language. And if you don't know that you're assuring it, so even if with the kinuyin, they don't become usur because it's not piddly by shavu. You don't mean to assur the kiko. So we answered that that's the chilek. Avadi, you have to know what you're doing, or else it's not piddly by shavu. But then you have to know what each word means. You can't just say these words. You know, we said this man should be usur on me. I'm not going to speak to this man. Et omra. You don't know what each word means, so it's no good. And we explained why. The Karanura's assumption, the Rajma's assumption is not necessarily correct. We said that we've been developing for the first 2 weeks that you need to have a dibur by neder. It's not enough to say words and take it out of the realm of thought. But you have to have a lashon, you have to have a dibur. That's the pshat in neder. Words that say that the kikar should be asur. So you need a lashon. So if you don't understand what the word means, it's not a lashon, as per the bir halacha. But if you say it in Hebrew, so you don't have to know what the words mean. What does it have to do with Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim? You can be mechaven Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim, but you don't know what the words mean. You don't have to know what the words mean. You know that when you say this sentence, you go to a guy, you have people like that, the war, people were brought up, you know, they forgot everything, or they don't know, they go here in Israel, you have people, okay, in Israel, they'd rather know what it means because they know Hebrew. They say, I don't know what it means, but I know that's what a Jew says, and it means he believes in God. He doesn't know what the words mean. In America, I'm sure you have many, many people that say, they remember that from their, from whatever they remember it from, their childhood, or movie, they know it from the movies. And they know it means I believe in God, I'm a Jew, and they identify with it. But they don't know what each word means. So why does the Bir Halacha have an issue with that? You say in Kriya Shema because it's Hebrew. You don't have to know what the words mean. And you know you'd be Mekabel Omalcha Shemayim. That's it. I don't understand the Bir Halacha, what his problem is.
I don't understand what you're saying. Okay, you've got to know what the words mean. I understand that.
Well, who says that? I don't agree with that. Not in Hebrew. I'm saying you don't know.
Right. Not in Hebrew, but if you need to know what the words mean in any subjective language.
Right.
Okay.
In order for it to be a language.
Right. So basically, aren't you still tracking it back to the Lashon Kodesh?
Okay, so.
Okay, so basically at that point, then you do know what it means.
But the Bi'ar Lachos problem is when you say it in Hebrew, the Mishnah Berurah threw in a sentence. Because the first pasuk, everybody knows what it means. You don't have to know what it means if it's in Hebrew. Says you don't have to know what Hallel means, you don't have to know Birchas Hamazon, and it's nice if you do, and you certainly should, but you don't have to know what it means if it's Hebrew. Then he throws in a sentence, and every Jew knows what the first pasuk means, he throws that in. In the Bir Halacha, he explains, why do you throw that in? Because the first pasuk, you have to have Kavanah, it's essential. But now I'm taking over, but you don't have to know what each word means. That still doesn't explain why he had to say that. You don't have to know what the words mean. You just have to know that you've been Mekabel Omalchus Shemayim. So I'm arguing with the Mishnah Berurah. I don't think you have to know what the words mean. You're a Gala Meiser. American, assimilated Jew. They tell him, say, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. He does not know what the words mean. But they tell him this is a declaration that you believe in the one God, the God of Abraham, the God of the Jews. For the Mishnah Berurah, it's Machma, he would not be Yotzei Kriya Shema. And I say he would. And I don't know why the Mishnah Berurah says that. I don't know why he says it. I don't know why he said it. He didn't have to say it. So the Bir Halacha tried to make things better. They said he had to say it because in the first pasuk, Kavanah is essential. Well, not the kavanah of what the words mean. That just determines if you said Kriya Shema, if you said a language. The essentiality of kavanah is Kabbalah of Malchus Shemayim. So that he did. So right here, I'm asking a question.
If you don't know what the words mean,
your average assimilated Jew would very well know that Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad means believe in Hashem, not Yoshua, not Mohammed, and not Allah, we believe in Hashem. And that's all, but he has no idea what the words mean. The only reason they know in Israel what the words mean is because they know Hebrew.
They know Hebrew.
Okay, I just thought I'd bring it up. Since we saw in Tosfos exactly that level, that you know you're making a neder. I'm bringing a raya from Tosfos. The way we answer Tosfos in the Rosh Kasha, you know you're making a neder. You know you're saying this kikar should be osur on me, but you don't know what the words mean. So kinuyin, if you use kinuyin, which is an offshoot of lashon kodesh, it's a good neder. And if you do that in Spanish or French or Latin or Portuguese, it's not a good neder, because you have to know what the words mean in order to make it a language. So we got the slot. We got the slot. So what's the Bir Alochos problem? The Shavuot problem. Okay? You don't have to answer every question. I think it's so good on the Shavuot. Chas v'shalom. Not Chas v'shalom. Learning, you ask questions. Okay, let's go on. Now we're going to learn the Sugi and Shavuot. Before we turn to Shavuot, I have to explain why we're learning the Shavuot. I mean, it has to do with understanding, and it has to do with the requirements of Neder, but it's because there's a rush on Beis HaMelech. So let's learn the rush. On the Dorim, the Beis HaMelech, on the right side of the page, is a rush. The rush is rather talking about Yodus. Yodus is going to be the second half of the Mishnah that we didn't learn yet. It's talking about an incomplete dibur. You said half a sentence. Okay. The rush is nogeya, the principles that we're talking about now, so we can learn the rush now. The rush is the last, on the Amud, the last rush, and we have to learn the last seven lines. The rush said you learn out Yodus, it's called Yodus. The incomplete sentence is called Yodus. Now you learn out from a pasuk that it's good. The Rosh describes the pasuk the gomar belibo lidor, even though he meant to make a neder. Why do we have such a problem? Why do you need a pasuk for it? He meant to make a neder, and he said some words. What's the problem? Ilav the chashvina lehu keilu holtzim b'sfasav. If we wouldn't have this pasuk to tell us to consider it as if he emitted the words from his mouth, but Yodus is good. It's as if he said the whole neder. Lo havi neder. It wouldn't be a good neder. Kidyamina beperigimel de shvuos, Omar Shmuel, gomar belibo tzarech lozim b'sfosov. So your intention to make a neder is not enough. Shmuel says in Shvuos, that's the sugya you're going to learn, the neder. Gomar belibo. There's a din of bitus fasayim by neder. By truma, we're going to learn, you don't have to say it. You could think this should be truma. By kotshim, by a karbon, you could think this should be a karbon. Very possibly by tztaka, you could think this should be tztaka. But by nidre iser and shvuos, since the pasuk says by shvua, we learn out to neder, levate bisfasayim. So that's the phrase. When you're learning the Dorim, like, if you don't know what this phrase means, you're going to get left back. Even though it's in the Parsha of Shavuos, not even the Parsha of the Dorim. And it's a Maseches Shavuos more than it's a Maseches Nedarim. Bitus Fasai, those are the magic words. And it comes from the puzzle by Shua in Vayikra, Levate Bis Fasai. Levate means to express with your lips. Levate b'sfasayim, to express with your lips. So that's so the Rosh. So here's everybody's issue. The Rosh says that you need a pasuk by Yodus because of Shmuel's din. Gomar belibo tzarech lahosi b'sfasov. So everyone's problem is, but you have chermei hekdesh, but you also have a din of Yodus. You have a din of kol kinuyi charamim kacharamim, and you have. You have karbonos, if you say, I raise that karbon, and you say konen, so you have the chiddush of kinui, but there, machshava helps. So why do you need the chiddushim of kinui? Why do you need yodus? The chora, so the Gemara really answers that question, because the Gemara in Shmuel says that even, and we learned this yesterday, we'll see it again today, that even when machshava helps, the exact Gemara of machshava helping is that the Gemara is going that you don't hold like Shmuel. Gemara in Shmuel interprets a braisa that even if you do not hold like Shmuel, that means you hold that you can make a kikar osur by thinking that it should be osur, not really thinking. Gomar belibo means a decision. Gomar belibo, you completed your thought process. You decided. Probably gomar belibo in English, probably decided. Best word. Gomar belibo, he's finished thinking about it. He decided. Tzarech lozer b'sfozer. But the Gemara is going, if you don't hold like Shmuel, and still the Braisa says that niskavein to when you're niskavein to say, then you have to say it. And if you don't say it properly, it's not chal. Even if you thought it, and it's chal b'machshav. Niskavein lahotzi. What did the Gemara say?
So it does then require both?
It depends. Something that's chal b'machshava, so you can either do it b'machshava, but once you decide you're going to speak words, then the words have to be kosher, the words have to be valid. You need a chiddush of yodus. That's the point. Even if you have a chiddush, if you don't have a chiddush of yodus, then it wouldn't help, even if it would be good b'machshava. So you say, why is yodus worse than machshava? Because of the Gemara. The Gemara assumes that even if you don't hold like Shmuel, but gomar belibo lohotzi b'sfasov v'lohotzi, if you decided to asa the kikar or to make the Shmuel through a dibur and it didn't happen, it's no good. Even if it's good b'machshava. So we said yesterday, what's the pshat? Yesterday I suggested first a more, call it balabatish way, a more a plain way. That like with the, he doesn't mean it should be a nether till he says it. Like making a t'nai. So then he suggested yesterday, I'm sorry, I don't know your first name. Rabbi Yaakov suggested yesterday, and I very solidly, a solid svara. That's not what the Gemara means. That's not the pshat and the din. The pshat and the din is not, really it should be good machshava, but it's like I stipulated that it shouldn't be good until I say something. Pshat is, we learned this, the machshava dibur maisa. He decided to do it with dibur. So even though he could have done it with machshava, but he decided not to. It's not like a t'nai. It's more fundamental and major than a t'nai. It's, this is how I decided to do it, b'dibur. So when you decide to do it b'dibur, machshava is taka no good. It's not like a t'nai that you blocked it. You decided to do it b'dibur, not b'maisa. So that's the Gemara. So that's even if you hold like Shmuel, so that's already answers everything. Lamarshall does a famous question. It's a Mishnah in Trumas. Niskavin loyma truma v'omar maiser. It's no good. So everybody asks, why isn't it good? Truma's good even b'machshava. So the same yisod, and really it's a beferish in Gemara, that when you want to do it b'dibur, it has to be a proper dibur. Even something that's good b'machshava, but if you decide you want to do it b'dibur, so it has to be a proper dibur. A proper dibur means the word you meant to say, not the word you didn't mean to say. Okay. So we'll read the Gemara, we'll learn the Gemara. We'll start again from three lines, from the three last lines of the smaller lines. Omar Shmuel Gomar Belibo Tzarech Lahoitzi Bisfasa Vim Lahoitziya Bisfasa Veinu Shvua Meitzvei. We ask on Shmuel from a Braisa. What? Chavavamidbeis, the last three lines of the small lines. Omar Shmuel, you have a Masech Shulis. You want to give him the odd small one. Chavavamidbeis. The last three small, Rabbi Greenspan, help me out there. So. Not in the line, the word that we're going to be learning. Omar Shmuel, Gomar Belibo, he decided to make a neder, or a Shmuel. Tzerchlo, Jiozi Bisfasa. Shenemar Levate Bisfasai. Levate means to express. To express with your lips. That's a pasuk. Apparently, we would think it's good for Machshava. Not 100% sure why that would be the working assumption. That you need a pasuk to say, you have to say it. Oh, I know why. If you remember the second week or the third week, we said that essentially neder is an Indian of a Kabbalah, a Makabel to do something. The essence of a neder is a Kabbalah. I accept on myself, like extracurricular work, I accept on myself a certain burden that I didn't have otherwise. I accepted it on myself. So I'm thinking that would be a very good reason for the Gemara to go with a working assumption that it would be good to believe, and the pasuk says you have to speak it out. Okay. The truth is, let's say a person decides, I'm going to come to the shir at 8 o'clock. But he doesn't tell anybody, he doesn't talk. He just thinks. So we know it's weak. It's a weaker commitment. And you say it, it's taka stronger. So the pasuk, you tell someone, or apparently, even if you just say it to yourself, you say, I'm going to come. So that solidifies it. So that would be maybe a little philosophy to the Gzeiros HaKosov. But I'm sure, again, as soon as you start learning this Gemara, that's really a valid question. Why do you need a pasuk for it? The Gemara makes a big deal out of it, as if you need a special pasuk. Are things normally done with machshava? Why would we think? The Torah says it's a Kabbalah. It's like an Indian, it's a very personal matter. So you would think it's good b'machshava because it's personal. So, oh, a very nice chat, because it's Kabbalah. We said the second week, that there's an Indian Kabbalah. We said it in the context of... Levate b'sfasayim. Meisvei b'sfasayim b'lo b'leiv. Gomar Belibo Minayan, Tamud Loy Malachola She Yivate Yodam Bishvua. So here's a brisa that's marbe, even if you don't say it, even if you think it. But so before we deal with the obvious question on Shmuel, we deal with a contradiction in the brisa itself. Hagufa Kasha, the brisa is inherently difficult, Shver. Amarta, this was saying the low belief. You make a declaratory sentence, you declare. You say it as a given that b'sfasayim, below belief. You have to talk, it can't be belief. For hadar amrit, then you say, gomar belibo minayim. Then the brisa goes on to say on the next line, how do you know it's good if it's just gomar belibo? Again, gomar belibo means a decision. See, I don't know, it's interesting. Something always bothered me, and now I think I have a teretz. What do you mean, gomar belibo? When you say something's chal b'machshava, so what does it mean? So I always assumed it meant that your thoughts form the words. Like saying, harezu truma. Let's say we even hold that truma's chal b'machshava. So what's going on in your machshava? So I always assumed it was the words. Instead of saying Harezu Truma, you think Harezu Truma, right? Then the Gemara, you know what that's called, Rabosai? That's called Hirhur. The word for that is Hirhur. Hirhur Kedibur, Hirhur Lav Kedibur. You're Maharer the words, you're not Medaber the words, you're Maharer the words. Gomar Beliba means a decision. Gomar Beliba means a decision. So now I'm realizing, I know you have to talk to some brain people. Oh, you need a Sanhedrin. Oh, Taka. No, that's not a Sanhedrin, that's a Nidara. Okay, he needs a Gemara. No, it's not fair. We're hogging all the Gemaras. Gomar Beliba means a decision. Do people think, who knows here? Anybody? Do people think in words or in concepts? You think. You decide you're going to go to the store tomorrow or today. I decide I'm going to go to the store. So you don't think the words. I don't think so.
I think they would think in concepts, because if you think about sign language, unless you're spelling stuff out, your symbols for certain concepts.
Our brain doesn't form the words, I am going to the store. It's a picture, maybe. It's a concept. It's a picture. You decide you're going to the store. You don't like it. So that's why, so this Gemara would be a riot to that. The way the Gemara expresses that I could make, let's talk about Truma, even though the Gemara is not talking about Truma, the Gemara is talking about Neder. But since we paskin like Shmuel, that Neder is no good b'machshava, so I want to talk about something that even we hold is good b'machshava, b'maskana, and that's making something Truma, or making something Hekdesh, or making something Tzedakah. So I have a raya from the words of the Gemara, from the Lashon HaGemara, that we think in concepts. Because when the Gemara wants to express that he had in mind it should be Truma, it doesn't say, Hear, Hear, Harezu Truma. It says, Gomar Beliba. Gomar Beliba means I decided. I decided it should be Truma. That's a concept, that's not words. So from the fact, I think it's a good raya. I mean, I don't know if it's a Shiloh. Maybe it's partial to anybody that studies the human brain that we think in concepts, not in words. Look, I think, yeah, I'm going to go David Meyer. So you don't think, I am, you're not thinking the words. I don't know. Gomar Beliba means he decided. He decided this should be Truma. Like, you don't have to think Harezu Truma, I would imagine. That's what I'm saying. So that's why it's very good Lashon. Okay, so if you decided to be Truma, it's Truma. But then the Brisa says you have to say the words. So there's an inner contradiction in the Brisa. Before we turn our attention to the fact that the Brisa is not like Shmuel, the Brisa says you could do it for Machshava. Shmuel says you can't make it there or a Shmuel Machshava. Omer Rav Sheshes, Halei Kasha, the third big line. Halei Kasha. This is how you have to read the Braisa. Achi Kamar, Bisfosayim, Velo Shegomar Belibo Laholtzi Bisfosov, Velo Holtzi. That's what we say. In other words, the Gemara, if I decide to say it, I don't decide this should be Truma, I decide to say it should be Truma. I was Gomar Belibo Laholtzi Bisfosov. But then I messed up. I was not Motzi it Bisfosa. So that's not Chal. But that you need a Pasuk for. So we have to talk about that after Meir. Why do you need a Pasuk for that? Yesterday I thought I understood it. Now I see I don't. Why do you need a Pasuk for that for? If all I decided was to say it would be true, what did the Gemara say? Even if it's good b'machshava, but if you decide to say it, and you don't say it, or you don't say it properly, it's no good. Even though, and that's a pasuk. What do you need a pasuk for? I never decided it should be Truma. I decided to say it would be Truma. You have to say that it means he decided it should be Truma, and then the way it would become Truma, it's like, okay, I decided this should be Truma. And then I say, how am I going to accomplish that? By saying it should be Truma.
Yeah, but now you're no longer in concept.
So that, but maybe you need a pasuk. I'm trying to think why you need a pasuk that it's not chal. Because maybe if not for the pasuk, I decided it should be truma. You see, if the thought was, but I don't want it to be truma until I say the words, then you don't need a pasuk. No one will convince me you would need a pasuk if the pshat in the machshava of the person I don't want it to be true until I say the words. You don't need a pasuk for that. What it means, he decided it should be truma, and he just gomar believe al ultim b'sfasav means he decided to say it would be truma. He decided to say it would be truma. So that's also maybe if I decide to say it should be truma, that's a decision that it should be truma. Now I'm thinking. You know something? If I decide to say it should be truma, and saying it should be truma makes it truma, maybe the Gemara is saying a big chiddush and you're not going to need a pasuk. If I decide, what's the lashon of Gemara? Gomar beliba lahotim b'sfasav. I decide to say that it should be truma. Maybe without a pasuk, psychologically, that's not the right word. Like, maybe without a pasuk, that is a decision that it should be truma. Why not? What's missing? Nothing's missing. I decide to say it should be truma. And saying it should be truma makes it truma. So without a pasuk, that's a decision it should be truma. No? Right. But not in my mind, like I decided to be truma. So that the pasuk says no. If you decided to be truma in a certain maslul, then you have to go that maslul. You don't say that. You're right. In other words, without the pasuk, we would look at the ratzon of the person. The ratzon is it should be truma. And we're saying truma's chal. Again, I have to speak out. The Gemara is not talking about truma. It's talking about neder. But it's talking about neder if you don't hold like Shmuel, and you hold that neder is chal b'machshav. We're talking about truma only because it's very nogeya. Because bottom line, b'maskana, truma's chal b'machshav. This is a thought. You have to forget about the thought or else you get someone else. Shalom Aleichem, good evening.
I appreciate the Rav Mitch noticing. Unfortunately, it's not supposed to work. The other two nights will work.